producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Yes, welcome back. Outside the Box. This is where we eat Zika mosquitoes for breakfast. Because we're not afraid. Ty Bollinger, my friend, going outside the box with you. It's the best time of the week. So thank you for being here, of course.
What's happening, RSV? How you doing, my friend?
Well, dodging mosquitoes. Not, you know, listen, I've never been a big fan of mosquitoes, but I recognize God put them here for a reason. I don't want to wipe them out totally, but these crazy eugenicists, they're mosquito eugenicists now, playing with fire, gene zapping and zipping technologies to eradicate total species, and of course follow that up on the ladder. It's like, well, you know, you humans over there, you're not doing much. Let's zap you out of existence too. It's just like one step removed. When you think you can eradicate a species of any animal in God's kingdom, how long will it be before you try to eugenicize certain humans out of existence?
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it. But there's certainly not foregoing the opportunity to use this as a big PR campaign for the vaccination that might be on the way, or I don't know if you saw the pictures that I emailed you about. CDC needs more money.
Yeah, and we posted that today. It's in the show notes. Thank you. That was a great shot. It? Please send us money, right?
Yeah, send us money, and then you've also got the photo of the GMO mosquitoes, or like the $6 million mosquitoes, or whatever they call it. I can't remember exactly what it was in the image. You know, what I always wondered is, you know, I'm glad that he had two, the bionic man that is Steve Austin, the $6 million man, I'm glad that he had two bionic legs, because it would have been really funny if he only had one, right? He'd probably just like run in a circle with the one leg moving faster.
I never considered that. They had to, yeah, you're right, the parachute, I had to do both legs or else it would have been a short-lived show.
Well, Steve, over here. No, stop running in circles. I need your help. Over here.
Yeah, but he only had one bionic arm, though, right? And then the bionic eye. So, you know, that could work, but definitely not only one bionic leg. Then you wouldn't get very far.
By the way, since we're reminiscing 70s and 80s, did you remember that song, The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun?
I did. That was a funny song. I remember that. I was listening to you talk to Super Don about that last hour and going, I wonder if he's going to play that song. Sure enough. Didn't let me down there, buddy.
No, Daniel just came through over there at GCN. We appreciate him for that.
Great job, Daniel.
Yeah, and my wife didn't even remember it. So a lot of folks didn't. It takes crazy, silly minds like ours to remember the silly songs like that, I guess.
Yeah, yes, it does. Yes, it most certainly does.
Super Don doesn't even remember high school. What am I thinking?
And now, a cannabis update.
I guess, yeah, that's the kind of the sound. I'm imagining the people that came up with that sound effect were probably smoking weed and played something really slow, or it sounded slow. It's like, oh, that's the Bionic Man sound.
What was that? That was Caddyshack, wasn't it?
Bill Murray, yes.
And then he borrowed the ball.
It was, and Bill Murray had one, and then, of course, what was it? The other guy, Chevy Chase, did some sound effects in that one, too.
And if you remember in that, the funny scene was he was with Jackie Mason, trying to get Jackie Mason to be the ball. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Jackie Mason's sitting there trying to do, ha na 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 ha na 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 na.
Yes.
That's too funny.
The old Jewish guy, yes.
Yeah.
Great guy.
After I got out of school for like the first 10 years, there was a group of guys in my fraternity that got together up in Dallas area, and once a year they'd have Caddyshack Day. and just watch Caddyshack all day long and repeat the lines and, you know, have a cookout or whatever. So that's definitely an iconic movie, wasn't it?
Definitely. It was a lot of funny there. But what's not a lot of funny, of course, is the lies about the Zika virus all over the world, scaring people, scaring pregnant women. In fact, we talked about this earlier in the week, that there are ships that they're bringing to dock in Brazil to bring pregnant women on to take them offshore to do abortions because abortion is illegal there. And they're convincing women because they're so afraid of the Zika virus that would normally never do that. Suddenly they're like, well, see, this is where it says to me the Zika virus is a scam for another scam for population reduction by any means necessary.
You know, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Or maybe, you know, John Rappaport, our mutual friend, had something to the article when he mentioned pesticides. Did you talk about that yet?
No. This is the big breaking news today. Not Zika. Brazilian Argentine doctors say pesticides. So, in fact, what we've been saying from the beginning, that the Zika virus is not the problem. It's all the environmental insults and assaults to the people, particularly women who are pregnant or about to become pregnant, that result in genetic abnormalities, including microcephaly.
Yep.
And this latest article, he spells it out. Did you see that?
I just love the way he starts it off. Why would a poisonous birth defect causing chemical cause birth defects? I mean, that's absurd, right?
Ridiculous.
Reality is, doesn't that make a lot more sense? That maybe it's the pesticides and these things that are being sprayed on the crops. Maybe that's what's causing the microcephaly as opposed to the mosquitoes infected with the Zika virus. Potentially, that might be a rabbit hole you would want to go down, huh?
Yeah, you know, the virus, as I've said, is always the cover story.
Yep.
For some kind of environmental disaster that they need to protect. Who is doing it? Well, Monsanto's of the world, or strategic partners of Monsanto in this case. And they're talking about a particular, what do they call this? That's not a rodenticide. I mean, they're going after something very specific here, but it is in the pesticide family, whatever this thing is. The larvicide, they're calling it.
Larvicide, there you go.
Yeah, and so they've been adding it to the water supply since 2014 in that area, called pyriproxifen.
Yeah, pyriproxen. You did better than I would have at that.
No,
and
man.
The Argentine and the Brazilian doctors are saying that this is a potential cause of the microcephaly. And that, to me, that just makes a lot more sense than, oh, wow, it's this mosquito. Mm-hmm. The virus that's causing it. You know, maybe it's these, pyriproxifen, which is a larvicide. Maybe that's what it is. Because we know that we have a lot of detrimental effects from the herbicides and the larvicides and the pesticides and the fungicides. All of the sides, right?
Yep.
They're all toxic.
Well, look what this one does specifically. It says it's designed to alter the development process from larva to pupa to adult, generating malformations and developing mosquitoes and killing or disabling them. I mean, it's only an ignorant sci-fientist that would not think, oh, let's go on up the food chain and go, wow, if it's going to do that here, wonder what it might do elsewhere. For instance, let's use the drug, what's the blood thinning drugs?
Oh, yeah. I remember my grandmom was on those. I can't think of what they're called, the blood thinners.
The blood thinners, like, basically, Coumadin and warfarin are basically...
Coumadin, that's what she was on.
When you go out and buy rat poison to put out, like, poison traps for rats, it's basically that drug. It's like, okay, if it literally causes them to bleed out as rats, what are you doing in adults to thin their blood? You're just adjusting the dose. Now, if you're giving this drug that causes abnormalities in development to insects to a developing baby, what did you expect was going to happen? It has the effect of inhibiting the development of adult insect characteristics, for example, wings and mature external genitalia and reproductive development. It is an endocrine disruptor and is teratogenic, which means it causes birth defects. So it's not an unknown. They already know it causes birth defects, and yet the smart people in the mainstream media, the doctors, the MDTs that are parading as reporters, all going Zika virus. It's the Zika virus.
Exactly. When we know that this larvicide is going to be able to penetrate the blood-brain barrier of these infants, and it is known that it has links to microcephaly. But we don't talk about that. It's got to be the mosquito, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is, look at this. The pyriproxifen is manufactured by a a strategic partner of Monsanto, Sumitomo Chemical. Wow, that's no coincidence, is it?
Nope.
So, wow, so now the plot thickens. So now we've got the strategic partner of Monsanto that manufactures all the GMOs that are causing sterility and cancer. And now here's the chemical that they're putting in the water down there that's known to cause birth defects and potentially microencephaly, but no, it's not bad at all. It's the mosquitoes. And yeah, we better get a vaccine for it quick.
Well, and you've got a number of layers to this operation. One, of course, is population reduction. If you can encourage women not to get pregnant, and there have actually been pronouncements from the government, don't get pregnant now. The other aspect of this is that they're bringing ships offshore for women to get abortions in areas where that's not allowed. And then you have also the economic benefit to these companies that sell these things. If you can distract and say it's not us, it's the virus that the mosquito is going, then you also have the genetically engineering. Abrasco, this guy, I think this organization is naming this British genetically engineered insect company, Oxitec, who had released these genetically engineered mosquitoes. And so they could seek profit off of this to say, hey, we're the solution because we can eradicate the mosquitoes, despite the fact that we've shown that in the environment that has pesticides, yes, in there, but also, guess what, antibiotics. They found that certain antibiotics in the environment nullify the effects of the genetic engineering so that you've got these mosquitoes that are supposed to be eradicated after one generation continuing to proliferate.
Right, right. And I think that John ends the article. Let me just read this last couple of quotes. Mm-hmm. He says, we got birth defect causing pesticides being added to the drinking water. Who overlooks that? Who overlooks that? The people who are pledged to protect the companies that manufacture the poison, and they're pledged to pledged to protect the health authorities who ordered the poison to be put in the water in the first place. Let's wake up to what's going on here. Let's exit the virus trance now. Could you have finished it off any better? That's exactly what's going on. We're all in a virus trance. I feel confident that this Zika virus is just a cover story. It's window dressing to cover up these larvicides that have a known link to microencephaly, but we're not supposed to talk about that.
So how do we – I mean, this is something we've been doing for years, of course, but how do we breach – I don't know what the word would be, but – that fourth wall, so to speak, of the mainstream media stranglehold, the fear paradigm of this virus trance. Because if it's not this, it's something else, right? The scam of HIV brought into existence, the scam of hepatitis C brought into existence. Now, we have said and we acknowledge the illnesses are real. Microcephaly is real. What we're arguing here, and it's not even an argument, we're revealing to you that it isn't the virus, it isn't the mosquito. It's the toxic poisons that are being mandated, if you will, in some cases, into use by government agencies who profit from those companies that produce this stuff.
Bam. That's
it. End result, lower population, sicker population, weaker population. Is this what you want? I don't want it. I know, TMB, you don't want that, do you?
No, I don't.
No,
they just want the Georgia Guidestones, though.
All right, well, we'll come back with more after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, more warnings for the city of Flint. It isn't bad enough that they got lead and mercury and other nasty stuff in their water. Now the word on the street is that they have to boil their water. They have to boil water to just, you know.
They have to boil their water, but what exactly does boiling do to lead and mercury? Does that get rid of it? Because
I just wonder.
Didn't know that did that. I thought that would get rid of maybe bacteria in it, but lead and mercury is still in it, aren't they?
I think so. And, you know, and that reminds me when I was, you know, my early science geek years, there was this wild scientist. I don't know if he was at a TV show or something, but he kind of looked like Bernie Sanders with longer hair many years ago. And he was like a physicist or something, and he did this thing to prove something called the Leidenfrost effect, because I was thinking boiling lead. Boiling lead is not, you cannot boil lead out of water. But he did. He boiled a pot of lead, and he dipped his hand in water, and then very quickly threw his hand into boiling lead and out again. And his hand was completely unscathed, unburned. And then he was using that to teach us kids about the Leidenfrost effect. Now, if he did that today, people would be freaking out, because then everybody would be running out and putting their hand in boiling lead. But what he was teaching us is that there's a vapor layer. If you've got wet, moist, you know, a moistness, a little bit of water on there, it's kind of like how people firewalk. You have some water on you, and so you step on the coals, and there's an actual vapor layer that develops that protects your skin. Now, you can't hold it there for hours or minutes even, but it's quick, and it's done, and you don't get burned. And so that's that Leidenfrost effect. I didn't know if you'd ever heard of that, because I don't think they taught us in high school, but it was like after high school or something I learned about that.
Now, you know, we traveled with the Truth About Cancer this summer to Germany, and while we were there, I thought that I maybe had some Leidenfrost, you know, along with my the Wiener Schnitzel and Leidenfrost for dessert, but no, I didn't realize what that was.
That was the Lederhausen effect.
Lederhosen, okay.
Or the Lederhosen.
I was
you ever wore Lederhosen?
I haven't, and I'm afraid to even ask.
Not going to try. No, don't try. No, maybe you can get away with it for Halloween. Super Don, you've worn Lederhosen.
That would be a great picture.
Yeah,
both of you in Lederhosen. That'd be,
you know, but you do those videos every once in a while, Super Don, where you could probably find us and put us in Lederhosen for a funny video. I know I'm saying it wrong for all my German friends.
No, my photoshopping skills are increasing.
They're getting on. Yeah, you know, you talk photoshopping skills, TMB, unbelievable. It blows me away what he can do with a picture in a blink of an eye. You're like, how did you do that? Amazing.
You know, I will never get over, and I think this is up on YouTube, the one time when he turned me and him into two of the Three Stooges. That was like the most awesome picture I've ever seen in my life.
That was funny. That was too funny.
That was great.
Yeah, it's fun to mess around on Photoshop a little bit. I have to confess, it's just confession time, I guess. You know,
okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I say that I used to be a competitive bodybuilder, but the reality is I just photoshopped all those pictures. I'm just good at it.
Well, and you had one of those body suits like Will Ferrell wears for the next Zoolander movie, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I actually have the originals of those pictures up to prove that I actually did used to be a competitive bodybuilder, but you couldn't tell by looking at me now. I'm just trying not to get too out of shape.
It's incredible, though. The guns he has, just wearing his cutoff T-shirts, it's scary. Still, after all those years. By the way, get back to Flint, Michigain, of course. Yeah. There is a water main break. That's why they're saying there's a bacterial issue. But you're right. It boiling, you can't boil off the lead and mercury. But they haven't installed carbon filters or other things. But, you know, I'm encouraging all y'all. We've said this so many times. I'm going to say it again. You can't control what they're doing on the city level, but you darn sure better get control of what is in your house and coming out of your own tap.
That's right. That's right, and you do have control over that, and that's why a good water filter, some kind of filtration system is really a must, especially if you're on municipal water. Now, if you're out in the country on a well, it might be necessary at that point too, but you know it is if you're in a municipal water supply.
Absolutely. By the way, our buddy Paul Berretero said over the weekend that he's got a Valentine's Day special this week. You mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show, you get 20% off the Echo 9 unit, which is awesome. That's big time. So, you know, we got the ecosystem, Ty's got the ecosystem, and we're getting molecular hydrogen in our water, in addition to the multi-stage filtration, which is fantastic. So, very cool.
I like to have a big glass of Echo 9 water with my Lederhosen.
With your Lederhosen. It makes you more capable of holding up those 32, 64-ounce beers during Oktoberfest. Not that we'll drink them anymore, but we'll hold them up just for working out.
Only if they're organic.
Of course. Organic non-GMO beer. There we go.
Yes.
All right. Well, we've got some more stories to cover with TMB. Statins double the risk of diabetes. We've got some powerful anti-cancer foods we may want to reference. Science can now wipe out your memory. Is this like Arnold Schwarzenegger movie come to life? And finally, Dewshine. What is it and why you don't want to drink it? All this and more coming up on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, and Super D.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including today's notes with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box each and every hump day and have a good time doing it, too. We got loads of upcoming events. They're in the notes, including I think the first one coming up is next month. Are we in February already? Oh, good Lord, how did we get here?
yeah, we are in February. Next month we got the Cal Jam.
Cal Jam, March 18th through 20th in Costa Mesa, California. You and I will be there with lots of other cool people. And Total Health. I'm really excited about this, Ty, going to Canada with you and the family. I mean, it's going to be awesome to be in Toronto with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to be able to take the entire family with me, and we're going to see you up there, Dr. Wolf. It's going to be great. It's like a four-day deal up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big time. I mean, they say it's the biggest natural health show for the public in all of Canada. And like the people are going to be awesome. So Total Health 2016, that's April 8th, 9th, and 10th in Toronto, at least, and maybe something extra. I don't know, but it's open to the public and health professionals. And so we've got March and April covered. Any other event announcements we should make now, or is it too early for anything else officially yet?
You know, not that there's other things in the works, but nothing official yet. But they're coming.
Okay, no problem, man.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. Stay in touch with us here. Also, we've got a big banner link to the Truth About Cancer Global Quest. There are still people out there, believe it or not, who haven't seen it, who haven't read it, or maybe heard about it, but they haven't seen it. And
we actually are going to do an encore presentation in April.
Cool. So that'll be coinciding when we're up there in Toronto then.
It will actually be. The funny thing is that, you know, when they started talking to me about the Total Health Toronto event, they wanted to, at that point I had not committed to speak, and they said if I would commit to speak up there each day, that they would kind of restructure the feel of the entire event around the truth about cancer, and they wanted me to be able to kind of host and show an episode each night after the meetings were over in a main auditorium where people could watch an episode of The Truth About Cancer to culminate the day.
Fantastic.
Now, the interesting thing was when we got involved when I agreed to do this, we had not yet scheduled the relaunch, but the relaunch is going to start the day after we leave. So
nice.
It's real perfect timing.
Perfect. So we have the links up there, though, for those of you who are new to it, and you can still watch episode one or episode one and two.
You can watch episode one and two, and I think that may be the episodes that we watch while we're up there to get ready for the launch.
Excellent, excellent. So that's there. There's a big link right there in the show notes, too, as well. And, of course, this past weekend, a lot of folks were talking about you. Your ears were burning when I was up at the Right to Try conference in Colorado. Talked about the truth about cancer.
Oh, they were burning, yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time. And, there was a woman up there who actually was from, I think they call it Skunk Works, but not the Skunk Works that makes, you know, Black Ops flying machines for the Department of Defense, but like some form of cannabis or something up in Oregon or Washington State. But ironically, in the entire time I was in Colorado on that trip for the Right to Try conference, I didn't smell cannabis once anywhere. I was kind of disappointed.
Were you in Denver? Where were you?
No, I flew into Denver, and then we had a three-hour-plus ride down to a place called Kuchara. Kuchara Inn, and they're Danny Lynch and Scott Lynch, and they've started, they're rehabbing this beautiful kind of lodge. It's like an old western town in the mountains, and it's going to be a healing center, a place people can come to learn about it. It'll be a great place people come to watch things like The Truth About Cancer. So,
you know what Kuchara means in Spanish, don't you?
I do not.
It means spoon.
It means spoon?
So, yeah, Kuchara is a spoon, so I don't know why they would name the town Kuchara. Maybe it's like down in like a spoon. Maybe it's like a valley or something, but that's what it means. If it's the Spanish word Kuchara, it means spoon.
Probably is, unless there's a Native American version of it. But
you know, maybe they only use spoons in the town. Maybe they don't use forks. Maybe that's
true. Yeah, I didn't find a fork. Maybe that's the case. That could be the case.
The town of only spoons.
Yeah, anyway, it was awesome. It was really cool. So we got statins doubling the risk of diabetes. We got GMO candidates. We got powerful anti-cancer stuff. We got so much to talk about. I don't even know what to talk about. I just want to hang out and just shoot the breeze with you, my friend.
Well, let's talk about the candidate, because we have the Vermont or New Hampshire. It's not a caucus. It's a primary last night, right? It's a New Hampshire primary.
Yeah, it was actual primary. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the candidates that we saw last night, where they stand on the issue of GMOs, because I think that's interesting. That's one of the main things that I would look at. There's a lot of different issues that I would want people to be on our side on, and GMOs and vaccines are definitely one. But if you look at the person that is the most in favor of GMOs, the bride of Frankenfoods, as Mike Adam calls her, it's Hillary.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves GMOs. She's in bed with all of the GMO companies, the pesticide companies, the glyphosate companies. So she's definitely in favor of GMO and everything. But on the other side of the coin with Bernie Sanders, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but he's definitely anti-GMO.
Oh, so good. Well, it's something. There's something in favor of Bernie there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a complete socialist, and I disagree with him on almost everything else, but he is against GMOs. So that's really the only two on the Democrat side that mean anything. I mean, there's nobody else left, is there? There's like two candidates. So
yeah, that's it. That's it. And Trump is interesting because, you know, he, as I said, he's been outspoken, vocal, and he won't back down. Like on the vaccine issue, he knows children who have been harmed. No one can tell him that that's not the case. And he evidently tweeted out on GM Foods. He says it somehow messes with your brain or something like that. And then some people have said that may be why he lost Iowa, because Iowa is, you know, the heartland of Monsanto.
Well, he does have a history of promoting healthy, organic, non-GMO food in his the buildings that he owns, in the casinos, in some of the hotels. He really has a long history of being on our side of the coin when it comes to the organics. Mm-hmm. So he hasn't said a lot definitive one way or the other, but I think that Trump actually might be on our side of the fence for that. I know that as far as Jeb Bush, you know, he's a huge GMO fan. He's openly advocated the GMOs to save the world, right, from hunger, which we know that they don't produce larger crops or better crops, but he's fallen for that line. But he's a huge GMO proponent. Cruz and Rubio, they're both pretty much establishment, whether or not they admit to it. I would say that, and, you know, believe it or not, the conservative Republicans are mostly pro-GMO. They're pro-big business in Monsanto. Yeah. So I don't know where...
Well, even Mike Huckabee, you know, who's not running anymore, and, you know, he's a preacher man. I would like him to... you know, fall back on some Bible on this one and go, you know, man shouldn't play God and you know, engineer this way. But he continues to say, well, the science says it's safe. I'm like, dude, Mike, you got to get with the program here. But I think he abandoned some of his principles on that one.
Yeah. No, you're right. Huckabee, even though he's pretty much out, he is out officially, isn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. But you're right about Bush. That shrubbery is definitely genetically engineered.
Yeah, there's definitely some GMOs in that bush.
Yeah, not eating those berries. Thank you very much.
So
I talked about the issue of vaccines. Bernie Sanders, as much as he seems to me, oh, I'm a man of the people, I'm for the people. Listen, anytime you're for socialism, ultimately it's about those who run the show and everybody else.
Yeah.
And Bernie, God love you, but you're either ignorant or you just don't care at that level. But your populist message railing against global corporations is obviously landing. But think it all the way through, and you might be more in a position of someone who wants smaller government, because it's the corporations that benefit by large government, ironically.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that Sanders said in his acceptance speech last night, or his victory speech in New Hampshire, which it was funny. I thought that maybe he was going to turn, you know, the next year, by the time he finished that speech, he was going to be a year older. It was so long. I couldn't believe how long it took for him to do that acceptance speech. But, now that I'm going on a sidetrack, I forgot what I was saying with Sanders.
Well, it's thanks to science. Did you know that science can wipe out your worst memories?
There you go. Yeah, you jogged my memory. He was talking about global warming.
Yeah,
and he was talking about how, well, he didn't call it global warming anymore, because we know that there is actually not warming, it's cooling, but he talked about climate change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is climate change does exist, and several times he just mentioned climate change, but then at the very end he said the verdict is already out. There's no debate among all the scientific community that climate change exists, and we would agree with that. It does exist. Mm-hmm. The climate is changing. And then he says, and man is the cause of it. Well, the reality is, no, the scientific consensus is not out. There are thousands and thousands of scientists that disagree with man-made climate change. So the reality is, when you hear him say that, something like that, it makes me think of the vaccine industry. They will say, instead of debating the point, they'll say, no, the science is already clear. Vaccines save lives. This is not up for debate. That's really kind of the same attitude that he took.
Yeah, and Bernie is so pro-vaccine that he has been quoted as saying that, I don't remember the exact words, and Don, maybe Super Don, you can find it, but that it may be a criminal act not to vaccinate, or that he would be in favor of mandating without exemption vaccination. So, you know, you get the good of Bernie and you get the evil of Bernie. And anybody that wants to promote mandatory medical experiments on humans, babies, etc., you know, you lose me there. You're not so kind and gentle anymore.
No, not at all. Especially when the reality is the science is there for vaccines, and the science is clear that vaccines do much more harm than good, and they are not safe and effective, and that's the reality. And so anybody that takes that position, that they could even consider mandatory vaccines, there's something wrong with that position. That is not a benevolent person.
Yeah. Well, the vaccine issue as it relates to, for instance, we covered earlier, the Zika virus scam. I would expand the virus scam to all viruses, only because The viruses, if you understand the law of the terrain versus the concept of the germ theory, you begin to see the terrain as everything, the germ is nothing, relatively speaking. Now, if you alter the terrain, pollute it so badly that it gives rise to so-called pathogenic life forms or viral activity, etc., it doesn't mean it's the cause of the disease. We come back to what polluted that environment, that body, that gave rise to these things you call pathogens. And so the chasing of the virus is something that is always going to just lead us in the wrong direction and make us more vulnerable and sicker, because we'll rely on experts to poison us further, to attack something that isn't really the problem. It's the result of the problem that preceded it.
Yeah, it's the result of a compromised internal terrain. And so if the virus takes hold, if the bacteria takes hold, whatever it is, if it causes problems in your body, it's because the terrain has been compromised. And so what do? They don't try to restore the terrain, like with the silver aloe protocol. That makes too much sense. No.
Yeah.
Let's inject poison into the body and further compromise it.
All right. Well, after the break, we'll come back and not drink some Dewshine. What is it? Man, you know, when we were teenagers, we did some stupid stuff. But, man, they're taking it to new levels today with this concoction. We'll get to it. Remember, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. You can leave us a message there, and we'll answer it on the air. Even, yes, during an outside-the-box segment with TMB. We got one more to go.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, it turns out the stories we have left, TMB, are all about losing your mind or your memory or something. You know, one of the ways is just to be a stupid teenager, like we all were at one point. But, you know, even I could say I wasn't this stupid as to drink Dew Shine, which this thing is a homemade concoction of Mountain Dew and 100% racing fuel, which is not ethanol, which is the normal alcohol people would drink, but methanol, which can cause optic nerve blindness. I mean, this is just brutal. I can't. Racing fuel and Mountain Dew, for real.
You know, the interesting thing is, and yeah, this happened here in Tennessee, I'm proud to say. Two teens actually died after drinking this combination of Mountain Dew with racing fuel, which is methanol. People don't realize that they are drinking that same thing anytime they drink a diet soda that has aspartame to sweeten it, because aspartame breaks down into methanol and aspartic acid and phenylalanine. So that is the byproduct of the breakdown of aspartame in every diet soda that contains aspartame is methanol, which is wood alcohol. And unlike you know, the bond between pectin and methanol, the bond between the aspartic acid and the phenylalanine in the methanol is much weaker, and so it breaks apart much easier. Than, because you'll hear, oh well, there's, you know, there's methanol in everything. There's some methanol in
bananas, right?
In bananas and whatever. Yeah. But there's a much stronger bond holding the methanol in the or in the fruits than there is in the aspartame. It's a very weak bond in aspartame, so it's much more easily broken down, and the methanol byproduct results.
Yeah, and there's also ethanol in that counteracts methanol, even in the natural fruits, if you will.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different way to interact with it. But, you know, we're talking about losing your mind or losing your memory. The government says, or the science that supports the government says, they now have a way to erase your most traumatic memories. I mean, that, to me, that's a little bit scary because, okay, I recognize that certain traumas are just brutal and they can haunt you, but how much do you trust the government or licensed doctors of the government to just erase those things with whatever technique they're claiming is that they have now?
Well, it's going to either be electroshock or a new drug. What is it? How are they going to erase your memory?
Well, it could be an old drug, in fact, because statin drugs can steal your memory. You know, Dwayne Graveling, a NASA astronaut,
he wrote
a book, Statin's Thief of Memory. Mm. Although the article we have linked up in the show notes talks about a doubling your risk of diabetes as well. But you think about government sanctions, all kinds of things that will help you lose your memory, like mercury and aluminum in vaccines.
True. Like the synergistic effect of those is pretty toxic for your memory. I'm looking at this article here. It says there's a drug called propanolol that helps people to forget to forget things that they're afraid about, get rid of the PTSD and so forth. Isn't it ironic, Robert? I just thought propanolol. What's the root of that? Propane. So we're talking about drinking racing fluid, and now we're talking about propane. It's
a form of natural gas.
Yeah, exactly.
We're out in L.A. at the Cal Jam, I hope we're far enough away from it, but that gas leak up there in the hills, the methane.
I'm not even familiar with what's going on there. I've been out of
Major gas leak up there. It's and there's a lot of benzene in the air that's floating down into the valley. It's just ugly. And that didn't happen in a poor neighborhood either. So it's something they haven't been able to contain for months, and it may be months before they contain it.
Mm, wow.
Absolutely incredible what's going on here. Again, toxicological insult and assault will result in what? Claims of, it's kind of like if you're breathing benzene, and then they claim, oh my gosh, there are mosquitoes with the Zika virus there.
Exactly. Let's avoid mentioning the thing that's patently obvious. And also, since we just mentioned aspartame, that's also been linked to multiple sclerosis. People are not aware of that, and it's definitely linked to cancer, but aspartame has been linked to MS in many different studies. So, that's something that we definitely want to stay. Look, I like the way you put it in the truth about cancer, the quest for cures. Let's take control over one of the things that we've been given control over. And one of them is the food and the drinks that we put into our body. Let's make sure they're clean as we can, because we can't really control the EMFs to an extent. We can't control the air we breathe, but we can control the food and the drink. So let's try to make them as clean as possible and take control of that.
Yes, don't be the obstacle to cure, the obstacle to healing. Despite the realities of the environment, which we could all point to some nasty stuff out there, take control over what you have genuine control over, and then turn the rest over to that higher power, to God, Creator, whatever you say. TMB, my friend, thanks for being here. Another fantastic Outside the Box.
Absolutely, RC. And you know what you need to remember?
No, what is it?
It's the power to heal, and that would be yours.
Thank you, my friend.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.